You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
If you don't like who's in there, we'll vote them out.
Kia ora. That was Willie Nelson, the one and only decent fella that he is, talking about voting them out. This show, Calm Down Love with 10 and 10 Tables on Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi, is all about voting, exercising your rights, protest, all of that sort of good stuff. We also, in the booth, we have John and Jordan. John.
Tēnā koe.
Jordan.
Hi.
Amazing. You two are both very politically minded. And John, I believe you did some good old protesting today.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, like that Willie Nelson song says, like, talk is all good, but taking the action, like voting, or, you know, doing some in real life action or disruption is even more effective than talking. You can still talk. People should talk, but
absolutely,
getting out there and doing stuff, I think, is pretty sweet.
Yeah, yeah, and making things difficult for people that are doing terrible things.
Yeah, we're still going to vote. You can still vote people out, but while they're in, you may as well put pressure on them and try and shift them in your direction. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like you said, I headed down to Kōputai, Port Chalmers, and joined the angry, fervent Antifa mob down there. And it was peaceful. It was, you know, school holidays, a lot of kids, a lot of dogs, a lot of families.
But you are Hamas, right?
Oh, I would never say such things on the radio. No.
That's the argument that's often given to people that are protesting and stuff. Yeah.
Anyway, so Winston Peters and Shane Jones, they seem to be tied at the hip, those two.
They
did a trip down here to visit the Kiwi Rail a couple months ago, and there was a wee protest outside there. Mm-hmm. Winston and Shane must get sick of hanging out with each other. I don't see them very often.
Cut from the same cloth, I feel like.
They're absolutely cut from the same cloth. They're like clickbait, just the Duncan Garners of the political world.
Yeah.
You know,
I know someone who's actually related to both of them, and they say that their ancestors did not fight and sacrifice for them to be doing the things that they're doing.
Oh my God! So, talking about pulling the ladder up, right?
Yeah, but anyway, they were down at the Port Otago, down in Kōputai, and there was a huge crowd down there at the intersection of George Street and the road that goes out to like Carey's Bay and Atamoana, or the other way out to Back Beach. Mm-hmm. And on all corners of the intersection, a lot of huge banners, a big police presence.
Fantastic.
But as I said, a lot of families. I think some TV and print media was there as well.
Okay.
And we were, you know, chanting and singing songs and stuff, waiting for the little motorcade to arrive. But they did the cowardly thing and they snuck in a back way. They didn't even want to see people who were dissatisfied with what they were doing, which, of course, most of it in reaction to Winston Peters is quote-unquote oration at the United Nations. He's supposed to be an orator, but I thought his speech performance was pretty embarrassing. But,
It's interesting because I'm loading up a bunch of New Zealand songs that are like speaking out against parihaka and nuclear things, and you know, that was when we're proud of politicians, right? Like that they actually stood up against like massive forces. And this particular government is just very disappointing in that way, that they're not.
It probably takes a very special politician to stand up for those things out of their own morals. More often they have to be pushed to that, I think.
Yes.
I've seen some information recently saying that, you know, National were not keen to stand up against apartheid South Africa, really, back in the day.
No. And, you do have to put pressure on those ones that will flip-flop on those things. But it seems at the moment nobody's listening to anybody. Or at least they're just deciding that I can lie, I can do whatever I want without actually listening to or taking notice of huge protests.
Yeah.
Huge protests.
Yeah, that may have always been the case a little
bit,
but probably definitely with the way Trump and the government there is running their politics, that they're just, blitzkrieging for the goal line, you know, with no care in the world of any fact-checking or any public opinion or anything like that. Smash and grab.
I mean, that kind of comes with globalization when everybody's so connected to everything and you're hearing about everybody's politics and there's only so much you can care about compared, like, back to, like, the 80s with, like, Rainbow Warrior, like, everyone was focused on nuclear power, and that's probably how that was able to get pushed through and, like, all that legislation and stuff, because it's, like, primarily that was the focus at the time. But now everything is everything, and there's so much going on that...
That's true.
Which is kind of what they do intentionally.
There was some... Like, David Longy was pretty staunch on the anti-nuclear stance, and Helen Clark has recently spoken out about the Palestine and New Zealand's stance on that, I think. You know, people like that, whilst not perfect, their legacy was definitely more about standing up against this kind of thing. And it's, that's why voting is important, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And local body elections are kind of fascinating, and they actually have a lot of impact, a lot more impact than you think, on your direct environment. And putting pressure on sort of like the bigger government bodies as well.
Yeah, and everyone has their own priorities and causes that they'll vote based on. Like, not everyone is going to, I mean, some people feel like they have to vote for whoever's going to put a bit more money in their pocket, you know, but that
understandable in these times.
Snowballs into not a good situation either, just voting for yourself. So, yeah, voting for the benefit of others and solidarity and class solidarity, and that all is a big
community
thing.
Community and standing up for, like, we're, there was a song that I was going to play, but it's too long. It's like, when none of us are free, one of us aren't free, none of us are free. And that's absolutely, I keep thinking about that particular line and those thoughts. Like, if they get away with what they've been getting away with scot-free, then that's like carte blanche to do whatever they like, wherever they like. You requested a track.
Yeah, and it's one you were going to play anyway, so, you know, great minds think alike.
Indeed, but it's one of my favorite tracks.
I saw it, I think I first saw it on a reel by Greg Stoker, the anti-imperialist military veteran who's part of the colonial outcasts, and he's just been picked up in international waters, kidnapped, abducted by the Israeli Navy, along with the other flotilla activists. I think they all probably got intercepted.
He's a really good follow because he understands military strategy and goes, well, this couldn't be, that couldn't have been done like that because this and this
and intelligence this. operations and propaganda and things like that. And and they're all getting on to this kind of intersectional class struggle kind of thing, which is pretty huge. I watched a little bit of this Colonial Outcast podcast, and they recently sort of broke their own rule and gave or have started some actual political affiliation with the Panther Party, which is like not exactly the Black Panther Party. They couldn't call it the White Panther Party because that's just they were getting bad looks from that. But it was basically the Panther Party.
Yeah, the Panther Party in the U.S.,
which is you know, obviously inspired by and has the history from the actual Black Panther Party, but it's open to all people from all walks of life, all genders, all sexualities, all causes.
Well, that's what the original party was doing before the CIA disbanded everything.
Yeah, well, the original party, Black Panther Party, did have problems in terms problematic attitudes towards women in it, unfortunately, and queers, from what I've read in history, as much as I
But there were women involved that were trying, that were definitely speaking up, as with African American culture. The women aren't just going to sit back.
And it got shifted around, I think. I think as it evolved, I think things started getting a bit twisted, as these kinds of things can do. Anyway.
But anyway, back to the song. So I first saw it on a Greg Stoker reel, and it's the Freedom Singers version of Which Side Are You On? Freedom Singer is like a 1960s kind of working class adapting gospel songs. But the song is from 1931. But lots of people have covered it. Like Dropkick Murphys have covered it. Talib Kweli has covered it. Peter, Paul and Mary have done a version. Billy Bragg's done a version. Lots of people have done versions.
But this version is a great version.
Oh, it sounds good. It's very rousing.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It is very rousing. Yeah. Let's be roused, people. All right.
Have a good show, Tina.
Thank you.
Bye, Jordan.
Bye.
The neutrals that we met could either are a freedom fighter or come for a party.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.